Today's daf is daf Pei Gimel. We are going to begin five lines down. The Gemara says, "Rechir bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan." So we're talking about a steer in Shitas Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir in yesterday's Mishnah said that Hamavir Chavis Bein Makom LeMakom. So the halach is you take a shvua, even a shomer chinam and a shomer sachar, take a shvua the lav poshehu. But then we had another opinion that says a person who trips a niskal is considered poshea. He's poshea. So if a niskal is considered poshea, so how could the Shomer Chinam take a Shvua that he wasn't Poshea? That seems to be a steer. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shvua Zu Takanas Chachamimi. Really, Rabbi Meir holds that the Shomer Chinam is actually a Niskalis Poshea. If a person does slip, he's considered Poshea. So why does he take a Shvua then? A Shomer Chinam who takes a Shvua that he's Poshea, he has to pay still. So the Gemara answers, Shvua Zu, it's really Takanas Chachamimi. We'll see what that Shvua is later on. She'im Ata Omer Kain, Ein Lecha Adam Hamavir Chavish Lechavero Mimakom Lemakom. Because if you were not to say this, so then no one's going to ever help bring packages. Look at Rashi, two narrow lines down. Shim Iata Poto Minata Shlumim. If you don't exempt him from paying, Kishiniskal, when the guy trips that he's schlepping over the bottles of wine, Ein Lecha Adam Achule Shadoeg Shalo Yichasho Vitishaber. The guy says, wait a second. If you're going to tell me if I'm carrying your wine bottles, and I trip, I'm Niskal, I'm Poshaya, I'm going to have to pay, there's no point in me helping you out then. So they said, okay, you're right. So really, you're chayav to pay, din Poshaya. We're going to let you take a shvua. We'll see the shvua in a second. That shvua is going to get you off the hook. This way to encourage people to help, schlep packages back and forth. So the Gemara wants to know, what exactly is a shvua that this person is going to take? Amarava shvua shalo b'chavana shivarte. That I didn't intentionally break it. I may have tripped, it might be considered poshea, but it wasn't bemazed. It wasn't mamish bemazed. And that's just where he gets off the hook. So that although normally a person is chayiv for poshea, so in this case it's shvua, a special tekanas chachamim, he gets off the hook for taking, for making such a shvua. So then comes along Asa Rabbi Yehuda Lameimar, Shomer Chinam Yishva, Nosei Tzchar Yisham. He says there's a difference, hai kedine, v'hai kedine. The Shomer Chinam takes a shvua. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "V'aser Rabbi Yehuda leaflugei ulemimar." He argues in Rabbi Meir, and he holds niskal la poshehu. While Rabbi Meir holds a niskal is poshaya, and a shomer chinam really is chayiv to pay because poshaya, he gets a special tachanis chacham. He's off the hook. Rabbi Yehuda says fundamentally different. That niskal is la poshaya, and it's karav leonis lepshia v'dami legneva v'aveda. And tachanis chachamim ain't kan. There's no need for tachanis chachamim. Ela haikedina haikedina. This is the ikar adin. The shomer chinam who trips. Lav poshe, and he's potter. He makes a shvua that he wasn't poshe, and he gets off the hook. The nosei sachar, who's chayiv, in a case, this is a type of, it's not poshea, but it's also, it's similar to gneva v'aveda, in the middle. This type of tripping, it's not poshea, and it's not onus either, it's an onus in the middle that's kind of like gneva v'aveda, whereby the shomer sachar would be chayiv to pay, so the shvua wouldn't get him off the hook. That's shitas Reb Yehuda. And then the Gemara says, Asi, Asa Reb Elazar, lemeimar, in, it's true, Gemara, Ki Rabbi Meir, I hold like Rabbi Meir really that Niskal is Poshaya and the Shomer Sachar and Shomer Chinam both get to take a Shvua to be off the hook. However, I'm still a bit troubled in whether one is really allowed to take a Shvua. Look at Rashi in Gemara Ki Rabbi Meir. I have a Mesorah tradition like Rabbi Meir Shita that they both take a Shvua of Takanas Chachamim. Shneim Peturin B'Shvua Shemati Afani. I also heard this. I understand a Shomer Chinam mishtabe de la pasha. He could make a shvua. I wasn't poshaya. Dana ba'alma Rabbi Yehuda svirle the niskal la poshayahu. V'lav anus el Shomer Sachar. He's bothered by why a Shomer Sachar could take a shvua to get off the hook. Because again, we're trying. The underlying point here is how to categorize niskal. Is niskal poshaya? Is a guy's poshaya, in which case he's chayiv across the board, or niskal is somewhere in the middle. It's more like a geneva vaveda. So you could create such a situation of the middle ground whereby if you take a shvua, the Shomer Chinam takes a shvua, I wasn't poshaya, he could get off the hook. But Shomer Sachar, even though he wasn't poshaya, he's still chayiv the gneva v'aveda, so how come Rabbi Meir allows you to take a shvua in the case of a Shomer Sachar? So the Gemara says again, so Bishma, this makes sense, Shomer Chinam mishtaba, I understand why the Shomer Chinam takes a shvua, shel pasha, but he wasn't poshaya, so he's off the hook. The Shomer Sachar, my mishtaba, why did he take a shvua? Ki lo pasha, nami bai shlume. And when he doesn't trip, when it's not poshaya rather, a Shomer Sachar still is responsible unless it's onus. V'afilu Shomer Chinam, even in the case of a Shomer Chinam, where he takes a shvua, he's la poshaya, nami hot tinach b'makom madron. That makes sense if it's a slippery slope of some sort where he could trip. But Shaloba Makamajr, Mimati Mishabe, if he's on a flat land, whereby he only reason why he tripped is only because he was Poshaya. So how can Mimati Mishabe Shalom Pasha? Can he make it sure he wasn't Poshaya? If a guy trips walking on a flat ground, he's Poshaya. Rafiwa Makamajr Nami, also if it's a slope, we may have tripped not because of his pshia, but because of the terrain. That's only true if there's no proofs that he's allowed to take a shvur and get off the hook. But raya. But if there's proofs, the edim nisa raya v'yifta. Let him bring some of the edim who observed him trip accidentally, and he should be potter. The sanya, the baraisa tells us that isi ben Yehuda Omer ein roa shvus Hashem tia ben shneim. Pasuk says. Ha yeshua, but if there is someone who sees, if there are edim, yavi raya viftar, he should be pater. So this is the whole thought process of Rebbe Lazar, why he wasn't comfortable with these shua, even though he heard the mesara of they both take a shua, he wasn't so comfortable mitzad hasvara. Whereas a ma'isin ha'hu gaver, there's one individual to have a kum aber chavisa de chamer beristaka de mechuza. He's one schlepping someone's bottles of wine. Ristaka Rashi says is rechava in the street of the city called mechuza. B'tavra b'ziza de mechuza, and it broke. There is some pole sticking out of the wall. It wasn't supposed to be there. Someone was doing construction and he didn't see it and it broke. So also the kamer de rava. They went to rava to see who was responsible. Amalei Ristaka de Mechuza Shrichi Bayinche. This was in the streets of Mechuza. There are tons of people there. So Izil Icy Raya, go bring a proof that you were accidental, that it was broken by this pole that was sticking out in the shuk. It shouldn't have been there. Viftan, you'll be off the hook. So he responds back, Amalei Rav Yosef Bray. So Rav's son Rav Yosef, who was there, he says to his father, Kiman, who do you hold like Ki'isi? That if you bring a proof, you're off the hook? I'm like, in Kisi, Usriya like Kavasi. That's Shitas Isi, and I actually pass like Isi. So if you could bring a raya that you there is some pole sticking out in the shuk, then Eina Hanami, you would be part there from the Shavuah.
That's only because there's Edim, right? If there's no Edim, Isi also agrees you could say a Shavuah.
Exactly. So then the Gemara says, Ahu Gavra, Damalei Lechavre Zal, Zavin Li Arba Mea Dani Chamra. A guy tells a Shliach to go buy me 400 barrels of wine. Also, Zavin Lehi goes ahead and buys the 400 barrels. Lasof in the end, Asa Lekame, they brought him back to the purchaser. And Amalei Zvini Lecha Arba Me'adani Chamra V'Takifalu. I bought these 400 barrels for you, but I'm sorry, along the way they went bad, and now they're nothing more than vinegar. So Asa Lekame the Rava, he asked Rava, maybe he bought me 400 things of vinegar in the first place. How do I know it went bad along the way? There's some onus. Maybe he should be responsible for making the wrong purchase. So Amalei, he says, Arba Me'adani Chamra Takifa Kala Islay. If that were to happen, person's 400 barrels of wine would have went bad, everybody would have known about it. Why? So the Rishonim explained that if this guy happened, he opened up his barrels and realized that they all went bad, he would have screamed. He would have told everybody in the neighborhood that this would happen, 400 barrels went bad, and everyone would know. So if that's really true, so he says, Zil, I see Raya. Timikara, go bring a proof that initially, Ki Mizan, Fizalahu, Chamra, Ma'al Yahava. You initially bought 400 barrels of wine, and suddenly something happened, and you notice they all went to bad, to vinegar, viftar. You could bring proof, and there should be proof about such a case, so then you'd be potter. If it was one barrel of wine, where a person may not go so crazy, but 400 barrels of wine, there should be proof that when that happened, you probably went crazy and told everybody about this, and you'd be off the hook. So Amalei Rav Yosef Bre, so again, Rav Yosef, his son, said, Kiman, who do you hold like Ki'isi? And Amalei says, yes, I told you already, in Ki'isi. Vistri like Kavasi, this is Ki'isi's opinion, and I actually paskin like Ki'isi. If you bring a raya, you don't have to take a shvu. So then the Gemara says, asking Rav Chiya bar Yosef b'sichra, hani de dari ba'agra v'isbar. So Rav Chiya, he also had some type of deal going on here. He had sent someone to, to go buy stuff for him.
Me'etekana
stam, yeah. So asking Rav Chiya bar Yosef b'sichra, and he made a certain tekana in sichra. And what was the tekana? Hani de dari ba'agra, people who would be carrying, schlepping things back and forth, v'isbar, and it would break. Nishayim palga, you have to pay half the amount. Why? My taima, nafish l'chad v'zuder l'trei, zuter l'trei. So the guy was carrying a little bit more than an average person, but less than two people. So it wasn't enough for two people to schlep together. So he pushed himself a little bit more. So he's somewhere in the middle. So karav l'ones, v'karav l'pshir, he's somewhere in the middle, where he's somewhat like ones, because he took more than, less than two people's carry, but he took more than the average person, so he's somewhere in the middle, and therefore he pay only half of the damage. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Dadar ba'agra, mot kafuf, a bent type of pole that a person would put, b'emtzo, nosna k'sefo, he put it on his shoulders. V'nosa shnei baden, he'd hold two jugs at the end of the pole around his neck, and no say both masa covered, he'd be able to hold something very heavy. So Rashi explains, Mishalim Palga, Paul Shakiba love the holy chavios mimakum the makum. Paul worker says, I'll schlep it, the nasim but also moat, the nishbar mishalim palga, and it breaks. So then he's chayv only to pay half, because again, he wasn't really that irresponsible, but at the same time, it wasn't really what he should have been doing. So halfway. Then he says, bidiglav, if you're carrying a digla, mishalim kula, then you have to pay the full amount. What's a digla? So says Rashi. Rashi says, didar bidigla, it's around 15 lines up from the bottom here, eight mefutzal berosho, a tree where it kind of splits at the end, bekosher bomasa shnei bnei adam. At the end, you would hang the amount of two people carrying. Umachnis tzavaro bein shnei psal, and you place your neck between these two branches where it split. Umuta beis ksef of be lying on your shoulders. The Koran also beloshen ashnas gavla. The rosh shemata arech uchshomed lafush matzigu bekarka. Had a very long end, and you could just like lie it on the ground. I don't exactly get the image here, but something. That was the first one I thought. That was the first case, I guess. I don't know much. The double?
Okay, so something he shouldn't be carrying
by himself. So in this case, if it breaks, he's responsible. He has to pay the kulo because this is considered pshir. Rashi says shehir b'masha shnei ben adam. He put so much on the amount of two people, so therefore he's responsible to pay the full amount. It's considered pshir. So then the Gemara says the last few lines of the parak here. Rabba bar bar chanan tavru le hahuna shaka. He had hired some people to carry things. And tavulo hanu shuklo chavisa de chamra, and the workers had broken this barrel of wine along the way. So what did he do? So Rabba Bar Chanan shaklu leglamai. He took their shirts away. He needed some form of payment. So that was his mashkun he took until they paid for the damage. So Amr le Rav. So the Paul went to Rav. Amr le havlahu glimayu. So Rav says to Rabba Bar Chanan, give them back their shirts. You can't take their shirts off their back. But Rabbi says to Rav, Dina Hachi, is this the halacha that I need to return the shirts? They owe me money. They're mazik my barrels of wine. Amrle in Leman Telech Baderach Tovim. Yes, you have to. This is it's not the din, but Lefnim Meshus Adin. This is Midas Chasidus. You owe them money. You don't have to. You really can take the shirt, and you really can collect money from them. But the nice thing to do is let them have the shirts back. So Yavle Glamayu. So he gave in, and he gave them their shirts. Amrlei, they said to him, Aniya Anan. We are Aniyim here. V'tachinan kul yoma v'kafinan. We are working all day long, and we're kafinan, we're starving. V'less amidu, nothing to eat. So Amrlei, so now Rav says to Rabbi Bar Chanan, the employer, who's really owed money from these workers, he says, Zil hav agrayu, go pay them what you should have been paying them, even though they didn't finish the job and they broke their barrels. Amrlei, dina hachi, is this the halacha? They broke my barrels, and not only am I losing payment from the broken wine, but I'm also paying them on top of that. Same thing, the rest of the pasuk, it's lefnim meshus adin. You don't have to really pay them. You really can't take the shirt. But midas chasidus, you're an employer. You have plenty of money. You're a baal bas. These individuals are workers. They're poor. Do a nice tzidkus for them and pay them the money. Hajin alach, hasoch hazumin. New parak begins, hasoch hasapalim. Person hires some workers. V'amar lahem, he says to them, l'hashkim u'lahariv, I want you to wake up early in the morning or stay late at night. So makom shenagu shlo l'hashkim v'shlo l'hariv ein rashai l'kofon. A place where this was not the minhag, you can't force them to do this. You follow based on the minhag. So Tosfos points out something very important here. Tosfos writes on the top here, small Tosfos. Hasoch hasapalim v'amar lahem l'hashkim l'hariv perish ri b'shesachron stama. We just hired them without giving any stipulations. V'amar lahem, you say to them, after you've made the initial agreement, kvar lahashkim laharif, you want them to wake up early and wake up and stay out later. That's not permitted. Aval im hisna meikara hakol lefi tana. But if you say, listen, I'm only hiring you on the condition that you start in the 4 o'clock in the morning and you finish at 9, if that's what they agreed to, even though it goes against the minhag, that would be permitted. But we're talking about a case where you don't say any stipulation, just stam, then you file based on the minhag hamakom. I mean, there's a Yerushalmi here on this mission that says, we learn from here that minag is mevatel halacha. Interesting concept that minag is mevatel a halacha. Why? Because we'll see on Amud Beis that this halacha of what a worker should be, how early he should work, and how late he should stay. But we see from the mission, it all depends on the minag amakum. So the minag of amakum can be mevatel a halacha. So you quote a Gemara in Yevamos that says that a minag is only mevatel a halacha if it's a very weakly established halacha, whatever example that is. So Yushalmi says minhag is always mevata halacha any type, and the Bavli says it's only mevata a very weak halacha, but a strong halacha, a minhag can affect it. So it sounds like there's a machlokas Yushalmi and Bavli, but some achronim say no, there's a difference. They're really agreeing with each other. One's a case of dinei mamonis, one's a case of dinei iser. Dinei mamonis, it all depends on the different parties involved, so the minhag amakom can override the halacha. When it comes to Isurim, so then a minhag cannot mevatel a strong halacha, only a weak halacha of Dini Isur could a minhag be mevatel. It's an interesting concept in general about minhag avosin biyadenu versus various halachas. That's the famous story of Soloveitchik. You gave a whole shir about the halacha of standing up for the Vayachulu in Kiddush and sitting down for the second part of Kiddush. And the next Shabbos he was in YU for Shabbos, and then he stood up for the whole time. He said, Rebbe, last week you gave us a whole shir, it's standing up, sitting down. He said, yeah, nechanami, but minhag avosin biyadenu. The minhag of our fathers have to, sometimes, not always, sometimes, it overrides the halacha.
But you have to know very clearly if it's a minhag shtus.
Yeah, you have to know.
Going around.
For sure, you have to know that correct halacha, correct minhag is based on something. If it's made up, then nothing to do with it.
Right.
Okay, so then the Mishnah says that makam shenagu lazun, yazun, a situation where it's customarily to provide food, so you have to provide it mizonos. The sapik, mesicha, isapik, which customary to give mesika. Literally, mesika means sweets. Rashi says mesika refers to lefes, it's some type of lifton, some type of food you'd add, some vegetable you add to the sandwich. Okay. You have to follow the minhag of Medina. What's practiced? Ma'aseh Rabbi Yochanan ben Maaseh Shamar Levno, he once told his son, "Say sachar lanu palim, go out and get some workers for us." Halach, who pasuk lam, he did, and he made a deal with them. Mizonos, he said, "We'll pay you mizonos." When he told his father, Amalo Bini, he says, my dear son, even if you set a deal that you're going to pay them, give them a meal like Shlomo HaMelech, you're not going to be able to fulfill your obligation because Bnei Shehein and Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, and their children of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, what's the relevance of that? So look at Rashi, two lines up. Shem bnei Avram Yitzchak v'Yakov sudaso shel Avram gedola misha Shlomo can mefarish b'Gemara. Gemara is going to tell us that Avram had a greater, bigger suda than that of Shlomo Melech. So Shlomo Melech is not going to cut it. They are children of Avram. So what's the halacha?
So the Mishnah. Why didn't you say bnei Avram?
That's what the Mefarshim asked. There are different reasons to explain why, because Avram had a certain level of kavod, but Yitzchak and Yaakov also added certain aspects of kavod that Avram didn't necessarily have. This is what the Tosfos Yom Tov asks. So Ella, ad shelo yaschilu b'malacha, save amar lehem al menash ein lachem alai el pas v'kitnes b'vav. They really weigh around this so you don't get yourself in trouble. Before they start the work, say, I promise to give you just a small amount of bread and some beans of some sort. And that's it. And this way you don't have to fulfill your any more than that. Be very specific. Because once you say you're going to give them a whole suda, then their suda could be huge. Then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Lo Hayat Sarach Lomar Akol Kiminigam Adil. There's no need to say anything because whatever's practiced, you give them a sandwich, you give them $10 for the lunch, whatever's practiced, regardless of the fact that they're Yidin and they come from Bnei Avram, doesn't make a difference. It goes all based on Minhag HaMedina. So Gemara says, Apshita, this is all very, very obvious. So Gemara says, what's obvious here? You can't, if you had a certain deal with them, you can't say, oh, now I want you to wake up early in the morning. You made a deal. It goes based on the Minhag HaMedina. You can't just say, I want you to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. So Gemara says, no, it's a case of Lotzricha, the Tafi Luhu Agrahu, that we said, listen, after you made the deal, I'll pay you some extra money. And now I demand that you wake up early in the morning and stay out late. So that's, oh, maybe that's a good deal now. Even though he agreed initially, he upped the price. So Mal the same, what would you think? Amar Lahu, he says to them, how the tafi lahu agraichu, the reason why I paid you, I'm paying you more wages, is adaitid kanmisu machshichsu. I'm doing a bad day. The agreement was, my understanding was, I'm paying you more so that you could wake up earlier and stay out later. Kamash Malan Damrule, they say to the employer, hi the tafis lan, the reason you gave us more money, we were thinking, adaitid abdinilcha abidasa shapirsa. We were planning to do a greater quality job, not to stay longer, but to do a greater quality job, and therefore if they're not willing to stay longer, you can't force them to stay longer unless that was part of the initial tanai made at the outset. So Amar Rish Lakish says now, going on to Amar Beis, that a poel b'chnisaso mishelo b'yitziyasa mishel b'habayis. In my focus, what exactly this means? Is it Rashi? Long toast, we're going to go to Shita's Rashi. What does this mean? So Rashi explains here, b'chnisaso li'ir, when he's going back home to the city, so mishelo, he has to give up tzarech levater mishelo, he has to give up of his own time, he has to stay longer. If you're in the middle of the job, you say, oh, 5 o'clock I'm leaving, and something's not finished yet, you have to give up your own time before you go knisasa until you go back into the city. But bitziyasa, when you're going out of the city, starting the work in the morning, then mumlachta baboker, then it's mishab bal habayis. You don't have to go any earlier, rather in Netzachama. What it means is Mishel HaBa'abais, he's mevater his own time and can't force you to wake up earlier. Okay.
I think it's, let's say, he agreed to work from 5, like from, let's say, 7 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
So he can leave his home at 7, and he can only leave the work at 4.
And that's what it says, yeah?
I think that's the pshat.
Right, when you leave, you could go on the employer's time.
Right, meaning...
The travel time is going to be time.
What's the travel time considered? So ongoing there, the travel time is on the employer, meaning if you said you start at 7, he can leave his home at 7.
But
going back...
Going back, when he's
on
leave,
your time.
He can only leave at the moment that he agreed.
Very good.
Time goes on the worker.
Very good.
Yes, well, that's really close.
It's how do we know?
That's
Tosis. Okay, it could be. Okay. Okay, so that could be Tosis of Shack. Because Rashi, I don't see any indication Rashi in doing it. Rashi seems to me to referring to the actual malacha, not the travel time. But it could be Shitas Tosis.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So then the Gemara explains, how do we know this? Shinemar, the Pasuk says, Tizrach Hashemesh Yehesafun, when the sun begins to rise, Yehesafun, you begin to gather. Ve'al ma'ona some yirbatz, and you go to the ma'ona, the ma'on, the abode, to the home. And then the Pasuk says, the Yete Adam lefa'alo, he goes out to his work, u'lavodosu ade arif. So what's the drash? So Rashi says here, Yehesafun hachayos, the animals start to gather in. The Le'el Mine, earlier it's written, Ksiv Tashis Choshech V'Laila Bo Sirmos V'Chol Chayitzo Yar Tizrach HaShemesh V'Samech Lo Yetzei Adam L'Falo L'Avodoso Adei Arev Ad Shetichshach. He goes to his job until it gets dark. So he's obligated to stay at his work until it gets dark. So Tizrach HaShemesh, when does he start to go out to his work? When the sun rises. He doesn't have to go earlier than that, at the sunrise. Netzachama. When it comes to coming home, he has to say, even when it's dark time, Ad Erev, even dark time, until the Malacha is finished. That's how Shitas Rashi would understand this pasuk. So then the Gemara says, Lech Sehe, Chenari Hagi. So why don't you see what the practice is? Why are they going based on a pasuk? So the Gemara says, Bir Chadash, we're going, but in Yir Chadash, there was no prior practice. If there had been a previous Minog, the Minog would really override this pasuk. So then the Gemara says, well, Nechse Mehecha Kasa, let's see where they came from and where that town originated. Binikutai, what does that mean, says Rashi? Four narrow lines down. Binikutai, Shinislaktu Mimkomas Harbor. They came from many places, a big melting pot. The Yeshmakum Shemakdimim, Yeshmakum Shemakshichim, the Lekal Mesmach Ela Medadaraisa. There's no other sources, no other minog, so you go based on the Psukim. They had, there been a certain minog, you'd follow the Rove. So there's a big machlokas we showed him here. Let's say they mostly came from one location. Rove came from one makom. So most Rishonim says the Ramah writes and the Gra writes, go based on Holcha Nachah Rove. Whatever the Rove is, that's how you paskim. But then they quote from Yerim that says, no, Ein Holchin B'mamon Acha HaRove. Even though there might be a Rove, the concept of Shmuel is Ein Holchin B'mamon Acha HaRove. So that's a machlokas here about the din, whether you invoke Rove or not. Now, I'm not sure what the machlokas is based on. It sounds like it's based on whether you categorize this as a dini mamon or not. Because everybody agrees, ain holchim mamon acharov. It could simply be that when you set up a city and all the minhagim, that's not considered mamonos. Even though it's going to impact mamonos, you're setting up the rules of the city just to how the city functions. That's not necessarily mamonos, even though it will impact mamonos. That might be part of the machlokas. I'm not really sure. Ibai say, alternatively, damar lehu da grisi li kipol daraisa. Or if you set up a deal, listen, I want to hire you, but I want to follow the rules of the Torah. You don't have to, but if you want to follow Pesukim, this is the Pasuk you find. We find the same thing when it comes to Yerusha, when it comes to inheritance. Nowadays, no one really follows the Torah's inheritance. You don't have to. There are ways around it. It's not called shtick, but the way you set up Yerusha is a certain way. Sometimes individuals say, I want to set my Yerusha up in such a way where it follows the Dinei Torah, and then you have to follow what it says in Perak Yesh Nochlin and in the Parshas of Benos Slachlad to follow the halachas. But there's all these halachas of minag of the Malchus Adina and stuff, and the minag of the Makom, that you would follow other halachas that don't have to necessarily follow what the Pesukim say. But in this case, he says, I want to follow the Din Daraisa. Then the Gemara quotes this pasuk now, and darshins as follows. Darish Rabbi Zerav Amrili, others say Tani Rav Yosef. My dichsiv, what does the pasuk say? Tashis Choshech Vi Laila, Bo Sirmos Kochayso Yar. So at the darkness is placed, and then that's called Laila. And then in the night, all the wild animals are roaming around the forest. So what's the pasuk mean? So Tashis Choshech Vilayla Ze Ha'olm Hazeh Shadom Lalayla, that the Olm Hazeh, this world is the darkness. Both Sirmos Kol Chayso Yar, that all the creatures are crawling around the forest. Elu Risham Shabo Shadomim L'chaya. This is the Risham who are going around Olm Hazeh, who are compared to wild animals, Shabayar. That's that pasuk. And the other pasuk, Tizach Hashem Shiyasaf, when the rising of the sun, well, they'll gather. The Ma'onasam Yerbatsun, they're going to go to their home. Tizach Hashem Shlatzadikim, the sun's going to rise for the tzadikim. Yesafun Rishayim, it's referring to the Rishayim are going to gather Gehenim. So as the sun rises for the tzadikim, the Rishayim are going to be gathered and placed in Gehenim. The Ma'onasam Yerbatsun, and they're going to go to their home. There is no tzaddik who doesn't have his own home according to his honor. So that's that part of the pasuk. Then it says, "Yaitse adam lefalo." A person goes out to his work. Yatzu tzaddikim lekabel schar. They go out to receive the schar. Ulavavodaso adi arev. The mishishlam avodaso adi arev. To whoever completes his work until the end, until Olam Hazeh is complete, he's the one who's going to get this tremendous kavod and schar for the tzaddikim. Marna has a ma'isa of Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Ashkach Lahu Parhuguna, the Kotafis Ganve. He's found a certain government worker whose job was to catch all the various robbers. So Amrlei, Heche Halsalu, Lav Kichyusa Matile. How do you know how to catch robbers? They're compared to, I'll tell you the trick, how to know which ones are the Ganavim. They're compared to Chayos, wild animals. Dichsib Bosir Mos Kol Chayos Ayar. So he told him and gave him a little etza how to find them. Ikadami, others say, Mehaikra, another pasuk, Kamarle, Yar b'mistar ka'arye b'suko, that they're hidden, they're ambushing in a hidden place like a lion. So the Gemara says, well, Dilma shaklis tzadike v'shavkas rishay. So even though you know the ones who are hiding out, maybe they're tzadikim, and you're collecting the tzadikim, and you're really leaving behind the risham. How do you know? What's the indicator that these people are ganavim? So Amalei, my Avad, what am I supposed to do? Harmana de Malku, I've been appointed by the king and I have a job to do. So what Eta do you give me? So Amalei, he says, Te Agmercha Hechitavid, I'll teach you what to do. Ol Ba'arba Shai Lechanusa, go in the fourth hour of the day towards the morning and go to the Chanusa, go to the store. Ki Chazis Inish de Kashasicham, you see a guy drinking beer early in the morning, you know it's a strange thing. The Kanakit Kasib Yadi, he's holding the cup in his hand, the Kamanamnim, he's beginning to doze off. So, she'll alavi ask him and try to clarify what's going on. Itzu Ramir Banan, who if he's a Tamil Chacham and Naim and he's falling asleep, the reason why he's tired is because Akdume Kadim Lagirsi, he woke up early to learn, so he's tired. Vipal, who if he's a worker, Kadim Ka'avid Avidasi, he woke up early to work, so he's also very tired. Vyavidasa Balaila, if he works at night, Ridude Radid, which is referring to some type of job of fixing metal and copper that you can only work at nighttime. So he's also, these guys are all tired. They woke up early, they're up all at night learning, working at nighttime. But V-Lo, if he doesn't answer any of these questions, he's not at any of these jobs, then Ganvahu, that means he's tired because he's a Ganav, he's up all night stealing. V'tafsua, and you should take him away. Okay, so Ishtam Milsa Beimalka, the king heard this wonderful wisdom of Rebbe Lazar. And Amru, they said, Karyana Diagarta Iu Lahavi Parnaka, this beautiful Eta, this letter that he sent to us, he should really be the one in charge of collecting all the Ganavim, finding them. So he was now the newly appointed the police chief, and he go around the detective and finding all these various Ganavim.
He was the son of Rosh Yomarichai, right?
Yeah. So then the Gemara says, Shalach Le Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Chometz ben Yain. He called him a vinegar, the son of wine, the son of the big tzaddik of Rashbi. And Masayata Moser Amo Shalal Kenu La Riga. So when are you going to stop handing over Am Yisrael to being killed? Shalach Le. So he sent back to Yeshua ben Karcha, Kotzim Ani Mechala Menakarim. I'm removing all those thorns from the vineyards. Shalach Le, he says, Yavo ba kerem v'yichla etzkota. Let the owner, Hashem, do the job, and no need for you to take care of this. So Yom Echad, one day, Pagay Behahu Koves, so one, a launderer, met up with saw him in the streets, and Karya Chometz Ben Yain, he insulted him, it's called Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Chometz Ben Yain. Amr, so he says, ah, midachotziv kuli hai, since this person is such a chutzpah, Shema mina Rishai, who must be a Rasha. No one else speaks like that to me. Amr Luse says, Tafsu, go take him away. So Tafsu, they took him away. the baser denach died after he, you know, calmed down from being insulted like that. Also baser lefruke, he wanted to go redeem him. Pinyon shvuim, he felt bad. He didn't really do anything wrong. He just insulted him. Lamotzi, and he couldn't redeem him. It was too late. So what did he say? Kari Elai, he called himself shomer piv ulishono shomer mitzaros nafsho. So he referred to this individual. Listen, if a guy is watches his mouth and doesn't insult people, then he'd be protected. So a person wants to be protected, shomer mitzaros, a person to be protected from troubles, he should be shomer piv. So this guy must have deserved it. So then, zakfu, they put him up to hang him from a tree. Kam tosi. Huh?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Zakfu, they put him up on a tree. And kam zakifa v'kar bachi. So Reb Elazar went below him and started to cry. They actually did hang him, or they started to set it up,
no,
I thought? They actually hanged him. Okay, they hanged him. And then he went underneath and started to cry. Amrlei, so he says, Rebbe, so he says, his Talmidim say to him, that Rebbe, Al Yer Beinecha, don't be so bothered by this. Shekein hu uvno balu nar hamurasa b'yom ha-kipurim. They violated Yisurim. Even though you didn't know this, you were mechaving to the right thing. So, Heniach yadal b'nei me'av, so he placed his hand on his stomach, and said, Amar, sisu b'ni, may I sisu. Rejoice, my children of my stomach, rejoice. Umas sfeikos shalachem kach. The sfeikos, I had no idea whether the guy did something wrong or not, but still, it was correct. Vadai shalachem, the vadai, the that which I have proof that these people are rishayim, that they're falling asleep at the store, that's more vadai in my eyes. Achas kamakam, I must be correct. Muftach ani bechem, I'm promise within you, shein rima v'soleya shalatis bechem. After my death, nothing bad, no worms will go within you. I did nothing wrong, and you're going to have good zechuyos. Afil ha'chi lo mesayfa daita. He still wasn't so concerned that he was concerned. He wasn't so convinced that this koves was necessarily bol naru murasa b'yom ha'kipurim. So he was still concerned maybe he did something wrong, and now him and his children are going to be affected by this. They did something actually very wild here. Ashku sama deshinsa. They gave him to drink a certain potion that would put him to sleep. And Ailu Levesa Deshesha, they brought him on top of a marble table. The Karl the Krasa, they ripped open Reb Elazar's stomach. Havu Mafke Minai Dikula Dikula Tatarba, they took out some baskets of some of his fat. Umose Beshimshu Tamas, they placed it in the heat of the sun of Tamas Va'av. Velomasrichai, and it didn't go bad, it didn't spoil. That means there was no rim of a Talei was going to touch his innards, his fats, and certainly not himself and his children. So Gemara says, what kind of test is this? Kol tarba nami lo sariach. Any other fats, they don't go bad. Fat just doesn't go bad like that. So Gemara says, kol tarba lo sariach, shuke sumka masriach. Regular fats of the body doesn't go bad. But if it's shuraike sumke masriach, if there's some veins and gidim that are really with that fat, which do go bad, then hacha, it would go bad. But hacha, here, afagav dika shuraike sumke, even though he had some of these veins and the fats that were taken out of his body, lo masriach, it didn't go bad, and that was the proof that Reb Elazar did nothing wrong. So Kari Anafshi, after waking up, Reb Elazar referred to himself now, af b'sari yishkol navetach, even my baser, myself, and my children will rest in tranquility. V'af Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, he also will finish with this, mata ki hai maisli yadei. A similar thing happened, meaning he was appointed to be, Rashi says, mineu hamelach litfos ganavim v'listim, this was his job. And Paul Gabe Eliyahu, now Eliyahu met with him. And Amalei, he says, Anmose atamoser amo shel elokeinu lariga. When will you stop passing on the Yidden to be killed? Amalei, what am I supposed to do? My Ovid, the Harmana Damalku, I've been appointed. Amalei, avucha arik lasya at arik lalujka. Your father had the same situation. He ran away, so too you should run away as well and avoid being this position. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day.
Answer that way. I had been appointed, because he kind of